Ajahn, it's not so much a question as just asking for you to comment on the interconnectedness of Panya and the other perfections in terms of the eradication of defilements and how the perfections support the development of Panya.
There are so much and so many kinds of akusla. So in order to eradicate them completely, it takes time. And when citta is akusala more often, how can there be moments for kusala to make its way to understand reality? While one is so absorbed in many, many things with attachment and aversion and so forth. So whenever there is kusala moment, at that moment, there is less akusala because it cannot arise. That's the way to have less and less akusala. And there are 10 kinds of parami. The first one is dana. If we can think of the other's benefit, all parami concerns the benefit of the others. That's the way to have less and less attachment to oneself.
But it's not really possible the parami without...
We don't have to call it parami because you see that even right now we're talking about whatever appears now. It's the way to have more understanding. We don't have to call it parami. But parami is the reality which will lead to higher understanding of whatever appears. So there is less and less and until it can penetrate the true nature of realities as not self. This is the point because now we are talking about not self. We are talking about seeing as not self, hearing is not self, even thinking is not self. But it's only words. It's not just the reality which becomes stronger to understand and never forget it when time comes to understand it. But when there is no opportunity to understand, it cannot arise. Even we heard a lot about anattaness or not self. So all depends on sankhara khanda. The goal is to understand whatever appears now as it is, one characteristic at a time. Otherwise, it's not precise to know that that one cannot be self because it arises by conditions, it performs its function, it has such and such jetasikas or conditions, so they cannot be all of them, citta, jetasika, at that very moment, and rupa cannot be self or anything else.
This morning we were speaking about metta and equanimity, but it's not possible, even when they arise, unless Panya...
What do you mean by not possible?
Well, not possible to develop them unless there is some
no understanding. No one can do anything, but Sangha Khanda is now doing. Whatever you think that I would do, I should do, it only Sankhara Khanda, each jetasika, which is Sankhara Khanda, is performing the function.
And yet you do stress that Panya is essential if the other perfections are
even
to
right
develop.
Now, Panya is essential.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Without it, nothing can be understood as no self.
Does this mean when we say panya is essential that if there is a moment of dana, for example, and then there is some awareness of the moment of dana, that this means there is both the dana and the panya? The development, that is the development of
because of understanding reality right now, little by little, as not self, no expectation to have panya at any time, even at moment of dana, so leave it to conditions, whether at that moment of giving away things or dana, there can be understanding of anything which appears at that very moment, like saying, thinking, or hardness, or sound, or anything. To have firm understanding about anattaness. Otherwise, the self always there. Follows anywhere, any moment. It is the way of detachment from the very beginning, not just then or many lives ahead, but just now. The right way is detachment, listening in order to just understand, no wishing for having no attachment or kilesa anymore, just understand. So one begins to understand what's meant by detachment. No wish for result, or the result of even dana, or anything which has been done. It will come by conditions. Not according to your wish, but according to conditions.
Often when there is giving, it is not given certainly to the development that you talk about. What is it that knows it
is if you wish to have, it's attachment.
Pardon?
If you wish to have understanding at that very moment, like we are now talking about understanding, it's attachment again. So at moment of giving, it can be giving by conditions, and there can be conditions to know that it's not self. Or it can be attachment, it depends. But all are dhammas. Otherwise, when there are few dhammas and other self, like moment of wanting or wishing the result, it's a long way to have less and less attachment to the self. The most important thing is not just understand the world, but understand the reality which appears right now. Not forget that it's a reality which appears. It shows up as it is. But when panya is not there, it cannot understand its characteristic as no one, no self at all. For example, thinking now, see? Thinking is not self, but it takes time to understand it. No matter how long you think, how short you think about this or that, it's only just thinking.
And so, after giving and one thinks, oh, there was a lot of clinging or whatever, that is just thinking about the giving.
Right.
There is no...
No understanding again and again and again. Because right understanding does not grow as fast as akusala dhamma. It needs parami to condition it in different means, different ways.
I'm sorry, it takes parami to condition.
If you don't call it parami, any kusala moment, yeah. with the standing.
It takes kusala to condition panya. Yeah.
No.
Okay. It takes panya to condition kusala.
Would you say again, Ajahn, what you just said, please? Would you say again?
All kusala can be conditioned for enlightenment. If you don't think too much whether it's parami or not parami.
Can we say thinking too much that it's parami or not parami is akusala? Is thinking with attachment?
No one can judge. It's only panya right then to know whether it's akusala or kusala.
Well, I just wanted to follow one of the earlier questions was that we know that the mere arising of kusala, for example, metta, is not the development of metta. So I think what she was leading up to was what is the development of metta as opposed, for metta, for example, as opposed to just the arising of metta. What is the development?
When it arises again and again and again. No one develops.
But Ajahn, it must be with understanding the value of metta.
Mm-hmm. And it depends. That person has accumulated metta very much so that it can arise by conditions.
But when it does arise by conditions again and again because of accumulations, but no understanding, it's not being developed.
No understanding about whether it's I or not I at all.
Or even the value of metta.
By nature, like other reality which is conditioned to arise.
So in that case, it's just by the accumulations, by pakatupanitsya pachaya.
Yeah.
But it's not being developed if it's no understanding.
When it arises more often, it develops by way of being just metta, not panya.
Oh,
metta, yes, that's why people are different. Asaya, anusaya. Not only anusaya, but also asaya. All kinds of kusala and akusala accumulation. Metta is also accumulated. Lopa is accumulated. Everything is accumulated. As soon as it has arisen and fallen away, it is accumulated in the next moment by its way, by the way it is, by pachaya. What pachaya? And not just one pachaya.
Kama pachaya.
Anantara pachaya. This is a very important one. Anantara pachaya. Citta, which has fallen away, conditioned the next citta immediately. So the next one is conditioned by that one. Everything which is accumulated in the previous one carried on to the next one. Because the previous one conditions the next one. What pachaya? By falling away?
Falling away
pachaya. Vikata pachaya. Vikata pachaya.
Vikata. Absence of pachaya.
I have a question, and it is concerned about doubt, because we now talk about the realities, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and all kinds of realities appear, but they are at least there, and we learn how to develop more understanding, but there is doubt about that, because usually most of the time, everything comes as a dream, as everything is the whole, and we experience people and everything. Sometimes it's a lot of mana, yes, self with mana. There is sometimes a pleasant kind of story, unpleasant kind of story in life, and actually there is no understanding, and there is a doubt about how to develop more understanding. in such a moment. I think that such a moment is a bad moment, or maybe it's totally like enjoying the dream.
No one can develop right understanding, but at moment when right understanding arises, it can be conditioned for more understanding later.
But until the time, we all live in a dream, and this is tough to live in a dream.
Yes, when there's no understanding. So a moment, just a moment of understanding, which has arisen and fallen away, can be sankhara khanda, condition to condition at the moment of understanding. Like a seed, it will grow when time comes.
But even there is a dream about realities and there is no panya and no awareness, is there still citta and cetasika that performs its function?
Even right now, no matter right understanding or no right understanding.
And no matter what kind of dream there is.
At moment of akusala, citta and cetasikas perform their function. At moment of kusala, citta and cetasikas perform their function. At moment of seeing, citta and cetasika perform their function. Where is the self then? Where is I? At moment of seeing, at moment of thinking, every moment is conditioned with when there is ignorance and attachment and wrong view, it's I. But actually, seeing cannot be I, cannot be anyone, cannot be anything. It's one of the seven vijnana dhatu. When we talk about dhatu, like fire, who condition, that characteristic, just that characteristic to arise. So when seeing arises, it's like just fire, which is that reality which sees to arise and see and then falls away only once in samsara. Just a moment in samsara. Everything is like this.
And seeing consciousness sees through the chakupasada rupa, through the eye base, isn't it?
At this moment of seeing, where is the eye base?
It must be ayatana. It must.
Yes, but where is it at this moment of seeing?
We can't locate it.
Pardon?
We cannot locate where is the eye base.
When eye base does not appear, can anyone know that it's eye base? But now, visible object is appearing. Can there be understanding of it when it appears? Otherwise, we think about visible object, but it's not visible object if it does appear to see only. Now it appears. It depends on whether there's understanding of it as just that which can be seen only. No one in it. What is under it? What is behind it? What is behind or under it? Mahabhuta Rupa. We learn a lot. We learn a lot about the eight indivisible object. Indivisible Rupa or it. And visible object is there. One of the eight, rupa. Now, see, if one forgets that, if there is no Mahabhuta rupa, no visible object, no shape, no form, but no idea or thinking about the truth, it's only I see someone, I see something, see, no understanding about how come visible object to appear as it is right now.
I think think Lewis is saying that just as we can think of Mahabuddha Rupa as being behind visible object, we can also think of eyes.
Yes, yes. It's thinking to condition the less clinging to take it for self. Just that. It doesn't mean that to experience it.
But it still seems like a dream.
It is. Why do you say that it's a dream?
Because everything is still unknown. Even we think, oh, this is I base or whatever, it's still just kind of thinking. All world appears as it appears.
Even thinking is dream too. Whatever just arise, appear and disappear. No more, never come back. Like a dream. When you wake up, there's nothing left from dreaming or any dream. Are we not in a dream now? Because everything is gone completely in split seconds. Keep on thinking about something which does not stay anymore, like people and things.
Ajahn, but there is a seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking, and a visible object, and all dhammas. But why do we call them sankhara dhammas?
Why do we call them? Or the truth of it is sankhara dhamma, is sankhara khanda. So what is sankhara khanda? And what is khanda? Study word by word, one at a time. What is khanda? We talk about rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankhara khanda, and vinyana khanda. But what is just khanda by itself?
That which rises and falls away, and each one is different, never the same as khanda.
Mm-hmm.
So each rupa is rupa khanda, each one is distinct, different.
Do you know another meaning of khanda too, in Pali?
I've got
to get it. I think it can mean if you have a loan, you've got this pay by parts. It's in the Samoha Vinodani, and also equality, it is explained the Kanda. It's quality and.
Literally, it might mean void of self or importance or essence or whatever it is. Because it just arises and falls away, that's all. So each khanda is like that. No matter it's rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankhara khanda, and vinyana khanda. All of them. All of conditioned realities. It seems like it's still there, but no, it's gone. Can you get what from that which is gone?
Dukkha. Mm-hmm. Can get dukkha from
this. And there are many meanings of dukkha as well. Because people just know the dukkha, the unpleasant bodily feeling and the unpleasant mental feeling. Everyone knows. But what about the viparinama dukkha, the change of pleasant feeling from one object to another object endlessly. Last life, one clung to many, many things, right? One is clung to, and this life again and again, but new object, different ones, endlessly. never enough. But where are they, everything, or where were they in past life? Did it follow one to this life, the body? Last life's body, everyone has body now, but not the same as the last body in previous life. And even now, the body just appear and disappear unknowingly all the time. So does anyone get anything from reality which appears? Nothing but attachment, lobha, ignorance. So the truth is bitter, not sweet, right? But it's bitter medicine.
I'd just like to Sarita and Seka, these are Kun Ao's children for the Vietnamese who don't know them. And I just asked Sarita how everything was at the cremation of her father. And she said that she was reflecting on attachment. And so even though we know there is, it's just attachment to what is gone and to what disappears instantly, but still, especially when it's to the one one's very close to, it's it can be, there's still bound to be a lot of attachment. Is there anything more you'd like to add, Sita? Why don't you come here for a few minutes? Just say a little bit about what you've been thinking and feeling.
I'm not quite sure actually. I guess my parents had always taught me to kind of, they said that attachment kind of is a root to all unhappiness. And I've always been kind of told that, and not that I ignored it or anything, but like I'm always aware of it, and I've actually never experienced it like this. And then when Dad passed away, it's obviously like in the beginning, I cried when I heard the news, and then after that, it was kind of like it was more like letting go and not attached with ideas that he's no longer in this world. Like I don't know, but I think I handled it. Like I think we all handle it pretty well. We were laughing. I'm not quite sure if that's a good thing because it is a pleasure. Well, to be happy is a pleasure, isn't it? And that is attachment. So in a way I'm kind of confused because I know that you're not meant to be sad and you're meant to not be attached, but to be kind of, to be good at dealing with it is also a bad thing because you are attaching to being happy. Does that make sense? Am I confusing everyone?
Realities, all our realities, different ones, depending on how much one understands each at that moment. For example, when there is attachment is a reality, so it depends on how much you understand it as not self, not me. It arises by conditions and it falls away. And after there can be sorrow, sadness, another reality by conditions. No matter you like it or not, it has to be like that.
So if you understand.
And it's all gone.
Should you be aware of
them? Should. Yes, if you can. But nothing can be done at all. But there can be the development of understanding by hearing and considering, like everything is conditioned at the moment when it arises.
So you will experience it. It's inevitable, but you can understand.
Develop more understanding about that, deeper and deeper. To really see that it's not me, it's not anyone at all.
Yeah, because I remember that always kind of, actually mom said the same thing. They always said that if you pull apart all the body parts, like, you know, my fingers here and my head's Namaste and all that stuff, there's no longer like Ivan or Sarita and all that stuff. So it's like kind of came back to me, and I mean, I think I dealt with it really well. It's almost as if I was born to and absorb the understanding without having to even think about all those things. It kind of just came to me, which is a really interesting experience, to be honest.
Where is he now?
He's born again.
Is he still your dad?
The idea of it is, yeah.
In memory.
Sorry?
He's your dad in memory.
Yeah.
But is he still your dad now?
No.
No.
Why is that though?
Pardon?
Why is he no longer my dad? Just in the memory, okay, I get it.
Where is Sarita yesterday?
In the memory. Because it rises and falls.
Mm-hmm.
It happened in the past.
Only the succession of realities from moment to moment.
And the main thing is we're so used to thinking maybe we should or shouldn't have attachment or aversion, or there should be more understanding, and we're confused, what should we do now, or what is right. But what your dad appreciated so much is that actually there are just these different realities that arise and pass away, and in truth, really there's no Sarita to do anything. No Sarah to do anything, no anyone to do anything. So they're just different kinds of realities, like attachment, aversion, seeing, hearing. And the reason we're here is just to understand more about these different realities so that understanding develops. So no me, no self to do anything at all.
I think the feeling that I've struggled most with was probably, I know this is kind of irrelevant, but the idea of not being sad about it and not crying, and then other people looking at me and think, like, you feel guilty for not crying, and that is like what I struggle the most, because I mean, amongst obviously like the most friends and stuff, I know that you guys understand, but in the outside world, like those who don't have the understanding or like exposed to this, it makes me feel guilty. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I guess I have to acknowledge that as well, understand.
And where is the outside world? Where is the outside world? If there is no thinking at all, is the outside world? So it's only one thinking. Always outside world, but actually the inside world is thinking. So what the world is at moment of your thinking about it. Here, now, is the outside world. Okay, what's the world? What's a world?
I guess it's different thoughts that people have.
I think that now Jonathan can talk about world.
There is the world of thinking, and also the world of seeing and hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. So there are different worlds. But we tend to, by thinking, we tend to combine them all together and have the impression of a single outside world or inside world.
Creating a story.
Sorry?
So it's like creating a story through all the senses.
Yes. But earlier, Ajahn was talking about realities, and we come to understand that each world is a different reality or realities. And if that can be understood a little bit, then it helps us to appreciate that a lot of what we take for the world is in fact a creation of our thinking. So I was just reflecting on what you were saying about other people's expectations. I was going to ask Ajahn to comment on this, because it's actually just a product of our own thinking. But still, it is something that everyone comes across. And perhaps we create a problem for ourselves by thinking about other people's expectations. But my question to Ajahn would be, is it just our own misthinking that creates the idea of people's expectations?
Do you live alone?
Well, on a conventional level, not at all. I live in a world of many people and things.
If there's no thinking at all?
At a moment-to-moment level?
Were you born alone?
I was born alone, yes.
Are you going to die alone?
Yes, definitely.
And see alone?
Yes.
Hear alone? Think alone?
Yes.
Only alone?
Yes.
And akusala and realities plays on you?
Yes.